Why don't we get our producer? Oh, that's the other. I want to bring up that I guess it was like months ago, but I didn't even see it. That there's a podcast called What Are These Podcasts?
Oh yeah, yeah. You said that to us.
And they review podcasts, and
which is a hilarious thing.
They listen to ours, and it's these two like I guess I'm assuming like Gen Xer Midwest guys.
Yeah, they're like 48-year-old
guys. Yeah, from what I can get, like you can hear the soft hits under their flannel shirt and their curved brim, you know, baseball caps.
Yeah.
Just waiting to make Pearl Jam and Klingon references. And they reviewed our show, and it's if every episode of the show could just be chopped up and add their commentary to it, that would be the best podcast. To just listen to them
dumb shit
saying
them.
The most retarded shit, them clipping it, so even stuff that in context sounds retarded, you take even that away.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm trying to go to the bathroom in my ass. And they're like, 200,000 people download this show. I don't understand it. There's no theme music.
My favorite part is...
This is a new stinger I've spent hours crafting to explain my anger at this show.
For $0.
Yeah, for $0. Because it's all about money to you, right?
I'm sorry. Yeah,
I don't
know
why I'm hassling.
Yeah, I don't
already.
Know if we'd be doing this if we made $0.
I would.
I think I did
comedy for $0 for 25
true.
Years.
That is true.
That's true. 25,
yeah.
Maybe.
I enjoyed podcasts.
Starting at 4.
I enjoy being a broadcaster.
It is a good...
I don't resent the audience. That was the thing they were complaining about on that, what are these podcasts? They're like, every joke is just something going into somebody's ass.
Yeah, they played like a 5-second clip of my podcast where I just talked
your,
about...
Your stand-up.
Yeah, or my poop. Yeah, my stand-up.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, this. These
it
guys
is so
love
funny.
Crap.
It's like, well, you can imagine what their stand-up would be, and it's Adam on stage doing that thing where he just says a word a million times.
Yeah, he says poo-poo,
caca, poo-poo, caca, which is like, just objectively, it's bullshit.
Yeah,
I mean, that's not any real way to do stand-up.
I think it's very funny.
We don't, yeah. We don't
that brings down the house. Anyway, so, yeah, the other thing they were like, okay, first of all, they don't say their names at the beginning of the podcast. They don't say, hey, they don't
That's
say welcome
love.
To the podcast.
They don't say, don't, you have no idea who these guys
What's
are.
What's going on?
And then they're like, and my guest today, Andy. Yeah. And the guy's like, yeah, I'm back. Who is this? Both of these guys sound like they've been waiting for something to do since Blockbuster closed.
Oh, those guys rule, though.
That's so, yeah. Yeah.
So they anyway. Did a Stav laugh supercut.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. It sounded better than the soundboard. Even.
Yeah, it sounded pretty
did
good.
It?
I mean, to be fair, I do feel bad for people like that. They're like, I followed all the rules, and I'm still not successful.
Yeah.
And they're like, because we're kind of like the Homer Simpson
and
or Frank Grimes,
right.
I guess.
They don't have a song. They got mad we didn't have a song at the beginning of the
Which
podcast.
We did. Guess what? I didn't want to get sued.
Here's a song.
Suck on my dick because I'm gay.
Nice, dude.
Let me fuck your asshole.